USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders is reportedly going to assess his campaign after losing to Joe Biden in yesterday's primaries. The Sanders campaign releasing a statement that says, with the next primary contest at least 3 weeks away, Sanders is, quote, going to be having conversations with supporters to assess his campaign. That after Biden enjoyed wins in Arizona, Florida, and Illinois yesterday, after which he did appeal to Bernie Sanders' backers.
I hear you. I know what's at stake. I know what we have to do. Our goal as a campaign, and my goal as a candidate for president, is to unify this party and then to unify the nation.
Federal officials say coronavirus has officially spread across the United States, West Virginia becoming the 50th state to report a case of it yesterday. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm doing all the right things, drinking plenty of water, eating right, exercising. But month after month, my constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating keep coming back.
Irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, affects 13 million Americans. Linzess, linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com. That's Linzess.com. Or call 1-800-LINZESS.
This morning at Cape Canaveral, a Falcon 9 rocket launch comes off without a hitch.
4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
This latest SpaceX mission will put another 60 Starlink satellites into orbit. It's a second attempt to launch these satellites that are aimed at providing internet access to remote areas of the world. The scheduled launch on Sunday had to be scrubbed at the last minute because of a problem with the rocket's main engine. Between a production war between Russia and Saudi Arabia and the coronavirus, oil prices are down and U.S. crude's at the lowest it's been in 17 years. West Texas Intermediate crude down another $1.69 a barrel to $25.64. The international benchmark Brent crude is down to $29.33 a barrel. It hasn't been that low since May of 2003. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
United Airlines dropping about 60% of all of its domestic and international flights because of the coronavirus outbreak. It's one of several airlines that's cutting back service, but it's a pretty significant cut in the case of United. It says it will cut 42% of flights across the U.S. and Canada, and there's going to be an 85% decrease in its international flights. It says it will run about 45 daily flights in April. Airlines have been hit hard by the travel restrictions and the social distancing. That's prompted the Trump administration to look at some federal bailouts in particular for that sector. A actor who was best known for his time on The Carol Burnett Show has died. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Lyle Wagner passed away after a long illness. According to his family, he was 84. Wagner played Steve Trevor, Wonder Woman's World War II Air Force pilot commander in the 1970s TV series. Chris Pine plays the role in the current Wonder Woman movies. Before that, he was part of the sketch troupe on The Carol Burnett Show and the show's announcer. He had TV guest spots since his first appearance on Gunsmoke in 1966. Wagner auditioned for the role of Bruce Wayne in the 1965 Batman TV series, but he lost it to Adam West.
And as you self-quarantine, remember you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.